وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We are living in a time, my beloved brothers, where many of us suffer from a lot of mental illness. A person can be suffering from mental illness and not even know about it. Especially when the research shows that every other person is suffering from some form of mental illness. When we say this, what am I talking about? A person can be feeling anxious all the time, which will lead to him having panic attacks. A person can be feeling depressed all the time, and he doesn't know why. He doesn't know what triggered it. He doesn't know how he got here. And it's extremely unfortunate that people suffer from this and they don't have the courage to seek any support from anybody. They deal with it themselves. A man normally, he feels that he does not need any support for his mental state. How his brain is working, a man feels he does not need any support. He can deal with it himself. A man is programmed to be like that. He's very strong. Men are strong like that. They can suffer all the trials and the fitna and the tribulations and work hard during the day and then come home and still provide for the family. And still be at one with his family, still be at one with his children. He can endure a lot, but slowly, 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 his mental state begins to suffer. And it's a sore topic which a lot of people do not want to talk about or talk about openly. But some of the things that A person, you know, we can talk about mental illness, it is a very broad aspect, but today, just in these few moments, I want to just focus on one area, and that is depression. Because it's a reality, and a lot of us suffer from it. So what makes a person feel depressed? Firstly, he will feel that he is always alone. So if he has a sense of feeling alone or lonely, he will feel that he doesn't have anybody to talk to, even though he's surrounded by a loving family. But he will feel alone. He will feel that nobody understands him. He will feel that nobody understands how I feel, and I don't have the ability to express myself to them. So he will always feel alone. Other things that he could feel is things are not within his control. He doesn't have control over his life. He doesn't know what to do with it. He is just playing it day by day, living in the moment, and he doesn't know which direction his life is going in. He has no control over it. Or he could feel an overwhelming sense in his heart, or an overwhelming burden in his heart, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. My beloved brothers, without going into any medical interference, without saying that you need to take this tablet or you need to do this, you know, Islam offers viable solutions without going into any medical field. When a person is feeling lonely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the glorious Quran that he is closer to us than his jugular vein. So a person who always feels lonely must work on the mentality that Allah is always with me. He is attached to me. He is always with me. He's watching everything I do. He knows exactly how I feel. And he's more closer to me than my jugular vein. When this reality sets in, his path to cure will begin. But for him to have this reality takes a long time. For it to embed within his own self takes a long time. When he feels that he is not in control over his affairs, he must realize and understand that Allah is the one that is in control of each and every single one of his affairs. Allah is the one who is sustaining him. Allah is the one who is making his heart beat. Allah is the one who is giving him air to breathe. Allah is the one who is circulating the blood around his body. Allah is the one who is feeding him. Allah is the one who is providing for him. When this reality sets in, he will no longer want control over his affairs. It will be, Allah is taking care of me as it is. But the more we drift away from this reality, depression sets in. And it's a reality. Sometimes the heart feels overwhelmed all the time, and he doesn't even know why, what he's worried about, what he's pressured about, what he is panicking about. But for some reason, his heart is always worried. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the glorious Quran that if you remember me often, in any way, shape or form that you like, whether it's with your tongue, whether it's within your heart, whether it's with you want to read Quran, whether it's you want to pray your salah and remember me in some way, shape or form, and your heart will find peace. It is your job to remember me, is my job to give your heart peace. That is what Allah is reminding us in the Holy Quran. But when a person is in depression, he falls out of these realities. Without going to the doctor and saying, I'm feeling depressed, and he will give you a tablet which will balance your hormones, and it will make you feel good for a set little amount of time, but then you will fall into even deeper depression. Without going into that, I'm no medical expert, but what I'm doing is just giving you a little bit of practical advice. Try these things as well. Try to build your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and watch the depression leave your life. You know, a person when he is in depression, what does he try to do? There is something which he always does, and he always either he lives in the past or he anticipates what is coming in the future. He cannot live in the present. So for example, a person, he is religious or he is trying to be religious. And he used to pray his salah, and he prayed his Quran, and he felt a very good closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, he slipped, and he fell, and he never got back up. And he's staying within that sin. He doesn't have the ability to get back up. So he's actually fallen into a state of depression. So him, what he will do, he will remember, Once upon a time, I used to pray my salah. Once upon a time, I used to read the Quran, and I used to feel so attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once upon a time, I used to give a lot of charity. Once upon a time, I would feel so good about being a Muslim and feel so good about being an obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is all that remains for him. It remains a good memory. In his current state, he is still attached to the sin that he has not gotten up from. Instead of taking good omen from his good memory and saying, I used to be like that. I have the ability to be like that. I have it within me to be like that. Instead of taking courage from that memory and saying, I can actually be like that because I used to be like that. Instead of taking courage from it, he takes comfort in the fact that he used to be like that and he doesn't improve his current life. It just remains a good memory. Whenever he wants to remember it, he remembers it. But it doesn't improve his life in the present whatsoever. Or what he could do is always anticipate what is in the future. He's always worried about what is going to happen. How am I going to, the next day, the next month, what is going to happen? Or he's worried about, oh, how am I going to answer for these things in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's got good iman. He's always worried about the future and what it entails, and he forgets about living in the present. He's always worried about that. But then when the reality sets in, my beloved brothers, that is not our job. Our job is to worry about it to a certain extent, but not so much that we forget about the present. So when we understand how weak we are, when we understand that we don't even have control over our small little heart that is the size of a fist, we don't have control over how it feels or how it leads us to certain feelings or how, the emotion that it feels. We don't have control over it. We don't have the strength to get control over it. The internal desires, when they become inflamed, and we don't have the ability to say, no, I'm not going to act upon it. When the heart tells us, look at this, do this sin, do this, do that, and the brain combines with it, we don't have the willpower or the courage to stop it. We don't have full control of our limbs from stopping us from doing this sin. But then when we realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is controlling the entire world, and it is extremely perfect. The world is rotating perfectly, it's never stopped. The sun comes up each day and it goes down perfectly, it's never stopped. The moon is going in its orbit, it's going in circulation, it has never stopped. The sun, the stars are in the sky, they've never fallen. Except when the day of Qiyamah comes, it will happen. All of these things are perfect. The creations that we don't even know about, and we don't even know about their existence, Allah is providing for them. The ones that we know about, the humankind, Allah is providing for each and every single one of their affairs. He is providing for all of their necessities. When we know that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how big is this world, and that how many trees are there, and that no single leaf will fall without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No single grain of sand exists on this world except that Allah knows about it. No raindrop falls on this world except that Allah knows about it, knows exactly where it's going to fall, and knows exactly how much amount is going to fall. When we know that this is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our powerful creator, He is our merciful creator, He is our powerful creator, our forgiving creator, then we will say, Ya Allah, we are weak and You are strong. We do not have control over the future. We don't have control over it, over the slightest. What we will do is whatever is within our capacity, we will do that as human beings, and we will leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things will help a person come out of that depressive state that he is locked in. When he starts building these mentalities, when he starts pondering over these things, does the Quran not encourage us to ponder over the creation, to ponder, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course it. This is the hikmah behind all of this, my beloved brothers. And one of the biggest things that we can do, and we will end here on these final advices, is of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is living in the moment. Living in the moment. You know, when you're worried too much about the past, about what you did, and you don't feel that your tawbah is strong enough to close that chapter of your life, or you're always worried constantly about the future, You must live in the moment, because in the moment you're going to forget to stay attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to forget to do those daily obligations that are required of you and me. We're going to forget our salah because we're too depressed about how sinful we are. We're not going to pick up the Quran because we feel ashamed. How can I say the words of Allah? How can I say, take the words of Allah with this dirty tongue? You're going to feel so ashamed of yourself. These are type of things that shaitan will deter you from. He starts putting these things in your thoughts, in your mind. MashaAllah, we have one student of mine. He is reading this book called The Tilbis Iblis, The Deceptions of Shaitan. It's mentioned in there. This is what he does. He reminds you of your past, and he says the future is too big for you to control. And you forget to live in the moment. So what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us towards is take advantage of five things in the present before five things occur. The first thing, take advantage of your youth before old age comes. You know, when you're youthful, that's when you get educated. That's when you learn different skills, hobbies. That's when you get your degree. That's when you build your body up, you get strong. This is where you take care of your health. This is where you get married and you have your children. Because you're youthful, you're filled with energy. You can't do that in your old age. You can't do it. In your youth, your memory is good. Become hafiz of the Quran. When you're young, your brain is very sharp. Try to understand the deen from reputable scholars. Do these while you're young. Because when you're old, you might not have the ability. Of course, Allah's doors are always open. Age is not a factor for education. You seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. But when you're older, it will be harder for you to understand. It will be harder for it to sink in. The second thing, you value good health before sickness comes. Value it in this present moment in time. If you have good health, you have everything. If you have good health, you have everything. Go to the hospitals and ask those people who are suffering with illnesses. Ask them. They will say, we will give every... Maybe they might be a millionaire, but they are in NHS hospital. They might be a million... They might have £1 million in their bank account. But they are sitting within the hospital. Their money is not giving them any sort of benefit. And then they will say, I will give you all of that in return for your good health. That is the value of good health. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us, take advantage of your wealth that you currently have before poverty strikes you. So be generous now. Give in the path of Allah now. Invest in your children now. Invest in your family now. With whatever Allah has sustained you with, may Allah give us all barakah in that, but spend in it in lawful causes before poverty comes. And then in the moment, we take advantage of the free time that we have before we become preoccupied. When you have free time, you can do a lot of things. This is where you can learn all of your skills. You can learn hobbies. You can learn how to speak a different language. You can learn the Arabic language. You can learn how to recite the Quran. You can dedicate yourself to the masjid more because you've got free time. You don't have any sole responsibilities upon you. Maybe you might not be married yet. Maybe your family are away. Or maybe you're living alone. You've got a lot of free time that you could dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value that. And my beloved brother, shall I tell you what a mujahid is in this time and age? A true person who is struggling against his nafs. A person who still dedicates his time despite being so busy. And that is each and every single one of us. Do we not work? Do we not provide for our family? But when it comes to salah time, when it comes to being a Muslim, we are Muslim at that time. When it comes to being a Muslim, we are Muslim at that time. When it comes to providing for our family, we do it. When it comes to all of these obligations upon us, we do it happily. And still we provide for our families. And the last thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us, take advantage of it before the other comes, is life before death. Value the life that we have. Value it. Because this is very temporary. When in the akhirah, when we will be faced with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will ask, how long did you stay in the world? And we will say, we stayed there for a very short time. And me and you are thinking, when is this life going to end? When is this suffering going to end? We will, in the akhirah, when we fast forward to the akhirah, we will remember how short was that life. How short was it? My beloved brothers, all we need to do is take advantage of it. Take it day by day, but live in the moment. Do what we need to do today. Don't worry about the past. Close that chapter. Do your tawbah. It's closed. And then don't worry too much about the future. Prepare for it, yes. But do not worry about it so much that it makes you forget to live in the present. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure us from any depression that we may be going through. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah. My beloved brothers, just a quick request to please fill the gaps forward. If you are sitting shoulder to shoulder with somebody and there is a slight gap, sit closer to him so that the person behind can fill that gap, and also the brothers from behind that are waiting can move forward. Jazakallah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا